Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romaine.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
And welcome to the Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Robert Negowesco.
And today is Friday, July 15th, 2022. And we're doing another movie episode.
The sweatiest movie yet.
Well, we're not watching Top Gun yet, but no,
not that sweaty, but you know.
But we are traveling back in time to 1978. And we're going to be watching one of my favorite superheroes, maybe not this rendition, but it's Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Also one of my favorites, absolutely incredible character and extremely different than the entire pantheon of, well, any superheroes, I'd say still, but especially when it came out, you know, he's more from that, that horror side of the Marvel roots in a way.
He's the master of the mystic arts.
Yeah.
and this is a tight spandex. He's always wearing like a purple spandex, like I don't even know,
for like 2 minutes. And then he had the more traditional garbs for like another 2 minutes, but he's really only stranged up in like 5 minutes of this movie.
Yeah, it's
the doctor.
It's very 70s.
it's like ER versus a witch.
Yeah. definitely a medical drama for most of the movie, which we'll definitely get into. It's very strange, if you will.
Yes.
This movie came out, it's actually a made for TV movie. Mm-hmm. They wanted it to be just like, you know, another Incredible Hulk series. So it aired September 6, 1978 in a 2-hour block on CBS from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. The same network that had Amazing Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk. But after this movie, they did not pick it up.
No. And you should have sent the kids to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a sexy, you know, steamy.
I was like, Strange. Maybe 15 minutes in, I was like, why is this movie so erotic? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, this was the soapy, you know, era. They really wanted to steam him up.
It definitely seems like a soap. And look, I got no idea. Was first, was that guy supposed to be like, is he like 70s handsome? Like, I mean, he's not ugly, but like, is he supposed to be like a stud?
I think he's supposed to be like a Magnum PI, you know, yeah. Like, but he really just played to me like a Doctor Who instead of a Doctor Strange. Like that's yeah. Like he was goofy looking.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought he was goofy. Like the imagery I have in my head when I think of him is him being like, like he's like wide eyed and like kind of leering too.
Oh yeah, definitely. Very lecherous. Like yeah. He's like your lecherous uncle.
Yeah. Maybe what Stephen Strange would more realistically be. He would be maybe a little bit weirder, like not I'll take, cool.
I'll take my Benedict Cumberbatch any day.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's got this like American hero perm going on too. Mm-hmm. Probably nobody gets that reference. It was another 70s movie or 70s show, The Last American Hero.
His hair is round.
Yeah, his hair is very round. Yeah. Terrible tight perm. Yeah. Oof.
Almost God. Like Jerry curls or something.
Yeah, very. Yeah,
it's very strange.
Like I said, it's a tight perm. And even like there's like a picture for there's like a 1987 VHS cover art that came out, and Morgan Le Fay, who's played by Jessica Walter, she's on the cover, and she has this like terrible like bitch face. Like she's like, oh, I'm like, don't hit me, Doctor Strange. And then he's doing that leer. He's like, yeah.
What
is happening?
What is the actor's name?
Peter Hooten.
Peter Hooten.
Yeah, played by Peter Hooten. And this was actually his biggest role.
Oh man.
So this was supposed to be like his coming out. Like, this is my big chance. And look,
I kind of wish it had been picked up and then canceled after like four episodes. I do wish there was a tiny bit more of this out in the universe. Because he just, I mean, yeah. Spoiler, he's Doctor Strange in the last 5 minutes. Right? Yeah. Like,
yeah. He finally makes it.
Yeah.
So some of our other stars of this, if you will, we have, so like I mentioned, Jessica Walter, and was great.
Who most people would know as the mom in Arrested Development.
Right.
But yeah. She's also like, I just recently watched Play Misty for Me, and mm-hmm. she's stellar in that. So really great. Like, I mean, she kills it the whole time.
Yeah. She's amazing. Like, she's the best part of this movie by far. She's the best actor. She's, I mean, really the only good actor probably in this movie. Actually, you know, the guy who plays Wong is pretty good. So we have like Wong. And that's played by Clyde Kusatsu. So we also, Clea is also in this. Clea Lake, though, is what they call her. And she's played by Anne Marie Martin, but credited for some reason as Eddie Benton. I don't know.
She was trying something. I don't know.
She has, then we have Philip Sterling as Dr. Frank Taylor. I believe that's his boss in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And then the strangest character in this is Thomas Lindmer, who's Doctor Strange's mentor, who was the original Sorcerer Supreme, played by John Mills. And like the entire time I was like, what is his name in the movie? Is this the ancient one? I think it's supposed to be the ancient one.
But they didn't call him that until way late. Like in all my notes, I'm like, I kept writing old man. And then at the end, it was like ancient one. I'm like, I guess he is. That is kind of the name, but you should have told me that.
Yeah.
Because he's not that old.
Looking. No, he's really not that old. And he definitely doesn't look like the ancient one in the comics.
No.
But throughout my notes, I just called him the ancient one because I assumed that's who he was. So that's like, I mean, there's a bunch of other people in this movie, but that's the main cast of characters.
And then it was written and directed by, what was his name?
The director is Philip DeGuire.
Okay.
DeGuire.
That's a writer director too. That's this is his unique vision.
After watching this, I think he's never actually read a Doctor Strange comic. He briefly flipped through one.
Maybe. Yeah. It's also just so 70s TV. It really does feel like, I do feel like there must have been some pressure on, like, you got to make this, like, because it's the 70s, right? Where they're like, people won't understand this. So you got to make it super relatable. And that's kind of, I feel like that's the misguided, like making it a medical drama. I gotta assume, but I don't really know.
Or I see that, but I don't really, so we'll start to talk about it, but I don't really understand why they changed what they changed.
Yeah.
And Stan Lee also was a producer or a consultant on this. And he said he was very involved, but Stan Lee says that about everything. So who knows like how involved he was, but just like Incredible Hulk. Yeah. He said he was on set and blah, 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 like all the time. And I'm like, why'd you let them change everything? Like literally everything. This wasn't the story.
I mean, and maybe Stan Lee didn't quite do as much in the Doctor Strange comics as he would like you to think.
Well, that's, yeah,
credit to Steve Ditko, who probably wrote a lot of that dialogue too.
Oh yeah. So let's talk about Doctor Strange to begin with. So obviously Doctor Strange first appearing in Strange Tales 110. And he starts off as a brilliant neurosurgeon whose hands get injured in a car accident. And despite regaining some hand function, he is told that his current medical therapy and rehabilitation would not be enough to enable him to practice again as a surgeon. And he's a very arrogant doctor too, like,
yeah,
not a nice guy really, just because he's so brilliant and he's just like, I can do anything.
Yeah. Like many people at the top of their field gained a lot of arrogance.
Right. From of that, course, especially know? Surgeons. Like I've worked with a lot of surgeons and I think out of all the surgeons I worked with, like one was actually a decent guy. Like
just get the job done. I don't need to talk to you. No. I'm going to be unconscious.
Yeah. They're like, you're a lowly technician. Like I don't need to converse with you. Just do your job. It's like oh, wow. Whatever. Anywho, most surgeons are jerks is the point.
Apologies to all surgeons who are listening. You aren't.
Yeah, you're a nice guy, sure. So he starts to travel the world searching for alternate ways of healing, which leads him to the Ancient One, and who's the Sorcerer Supreme at the time. And Strange becomes his student to learn to be the master of both the mystical and martial arts. And he acquires an assortment of mystical objects, including the powerful Eye of Agamotto and the Cloak of Levitation. He takes up residence in the mansion referred to as the Sanctum Sanctorum, located at 177A Bleecker Street in Greenwich Village, New York City. And Strange assumes the title of Sorcerer Supreme and with his friend and valet, Wong, defends the world from the mystical threats. Basic background on Doctor Strange. Obviously, there's so much more throughout the history. But yeah, that's the gist if you're unfamiliar.
Much of that will not be appearing in the conversation that we will be having.
No. So yeah, the biggest difference, like most glaring, is they changed his character into a psychiatrist.
Yeah, I guess. Or is he? Like, he's like checking people's heads and stuff. He's like, there's no damage.
No, they say he's like the top psychiatrist at the psych ward.
Maybe that's, I mean, reflective of like the 70s and things, you know, like mental health and that sort of thing first starting to be explored in pop culture and they thought it'd be cooler or something. I don't know.
Well, they talk about, okay, well, we'll get into the movie. And
yeah. Because we don't even meet Dr. Strange for a bit.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into Dr. Strange, 1978.
It starts, and I mean, I thought it was a very cool, like, intro. It starts with, like, a title card and this extremely ominous, like, we're entering a horror movie music, and it says, quote, "There is a barrier that separates the known from the unknown. Beyond this threshold lies a battleground where forces of good and evil are in eternal conflict. The fate of mankind hangs in the balance and awaits the outcome." And then in every age and time, some of us are called upon to join the battle. So, I mean, I kind of like that, and that, none of that, even though that's not like exactly how the comics go, I liked that as like a, you know, for the layman, an intro into this. It's like, oh, there's a there's a constant war going on, an invisible war.
Right.
And, you know, every generation people are called upon to like fight in this war for the realms or whatever you want.
Every generation there's a slayer and she will fight.
Well, oh, he watched this. He watched this.
Oh, yeah.
The weird thing is, as we go through this, I was watching stuff and I was like, did people hijack stuff from this because they knew this sucked, but like that idea was cool? Because there's a lot of cool, weird ideas that aren't necessarily Doctor Strange, but are interesting, I think.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, so we start with... I only assumed it was Dormammu because it looked looked like Dormammu.
Yeah. Or just bland, just Satan. I mean,
yeah, sure.
They probably didn't name him to like not confuse people or something. So I assume you're supposed to like, if you're, you know, guy who works at a factory who's never heard of and you're just coming home to watch Doctor Strange, you just assume it's the devil.
Right. It's just it's a dark being. It's the satanic rites of some sort. I don't know. There's some kind of ritual going on with a fire.
It's weird looking.
Yeah, with a fireball head guy. And I'm like, well, if you know Doctor Strange comics, it's probably Dormammu, I guess.
And he's talking to our girl Jessica Walter, and who is Morgan Le Fay,
right?
The ancient sorcerer, which is from like Arthurian legend, but then was folded into the, much like Thor and stuff like that. You know, the public domain legends brought into the fold of the Marvel universe.
Yeah, she was in Stan Lee brought her into the comics in Atlas Comics, actually, in Black Knight #1, I think. Yeah. Oh, in 1955.
And that makes even more sense than in Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she's brought back like here and there, like she fought the Avengers in the 70s, and she was a foe of Jessica Drew and Spider-Woman. And then also, this is kind of a good thing to bring out, she also used the Darkhold several times, which, you know, kind of connects to now and the new Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah.
So maybe she'll come back at some point. They could use her as well.
I do hope so. Cause I mean, I saw so much potential in that character. Like, she's pretty freaky.
Yeah, she is. She's a great character. I mean, she's a great character in general.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody's seen Excalibur, which is a fantastic movie and I highly recommend, like, she's amazing in that. And yeah, so like a quote from just a Wikipedia article, she and the rest of the cult use the Darkhold to summon its author. It's his Catan.
Oh yeah.
Kind of like Cthulhu. When they found they could not control him, they sealed the dark god away in the Wundagore mountains. By this time they convinced that Morgan was thoroughly corrupted by evil, and her apprentice, the lover Magnus, the sorcerer, stole the Darkhold from her. She, along with her lover Mordred, was the nemesis for the original Black Knight. So yeah, she has all that connection to the Darkhold. So maybe that will come back up in one of the new movies.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, cool. I hope so. Especially with, we got Black Knight showing up at the end of Eternals, and
we're
clearly setting up the whole
Dark Avengers stuff.
Yeah. And the dark side of the whole, with Blade coming, like, I want it getting into that 15th century devil cult type stuff.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They're setting all of that up. And yeah, especially with bringing the Darkhold. Oh, and she also dated Dr. Doom.
Oh, there you go. That's a power couple.
Power couple.
That is two A-type personalities right there.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, like Dormammu or whoever, maybe he's Cthon. I don't know.
She does mention a lot of demons, like when she talks. So
yeah. He informs, you know, her and us that the wall between realms is thinning, and Morgan is the first dark one to come through, which was another thing that was like, cool setup. Oh, yeah. You take on Morgan, she'd go away for a while, and then it's like, have Blackheart or whoever, I don't know, some other demon show up, and then maybe Morgan, you get Jessica Walter back for the season finale. Like, I could see how the show would have played out.
Right. Yeah, definitely. They also talk about like the ancient symbol of light, And I've never seen that in the comics. It kind of looks like a tic-tac-toe board. Not the best design there.
Oh, the circle image?
Yeah, the circle image with the little.
It's like a simplified version of the window, right?
Like, oh yeah, I get. Oh yeah, like that, the Eye of Agamotto type window.
The window in the sanctum. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It looks it's just stripped down. Yeah, but it is like a curved checkerboard.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she is going to be sent into our world, and she has 3 days to, I'm not exactly sure what she's doing, but, you know, going to bring in all the other demons, basically going to usher in all the evil. And that's our kind of setup.
And he wants, did he want her to get the Ancient One? He didn't talk about that yet, right? To kill the Ancient One?
I think maybe he.
Yeah, I think
maybe that was the next. I'm not sure if that's that conversation or the next one. But yes, she has to kill the Ancient One because he can stop this. Right. And, you know, they're trying to usher in the new age of evil.
Right.
We've seen that stuff before. That sort of.
Yeah, that's the basic gist of that. They talk about this in some of the articles I read too, but they start with some sweet 70s synth music, and they like really wanted this like electronic music. It's like a new wave of electronic music.
I actually kind of like some of the music.
I did too.
A cool vibe for sure. There's a sequence later, which I hope you put that music in the show, where like she's stalking Clea, and it's just going off. It's really crazy.
it has electric guitar, but then it also has it's definitely like a new 70s sound. It's very different from the music that you would hear before. And I was like, and they talk about that too, where it's like, this is a new sound for this. That's cool.
I thought of Dawn of the Dead, which I recently just watched, and is also 1978. So it was definitely in the air,
right? We get introduced to Wong as well, and John Mills, we talked about Thomas Linder, and the supposed Ancient One, which we don't get to learn about till way later.
Yeah, so it's set up. We start with the evil, and then we go to the Ancient One and Wong, them discussing how they know about all of this, and so they're both like, we have 3 days, and then after the 3 days, she's going to be sent back, and then all they have to do is stave off the evil for the 3 days, and then they'll theoretically be able to protect the world, you know?
Right.
We just kind of get that little setup before we even meet the good doctor, which straight out the gate, may I say, this movie wants you to know Doctor Strange fucks.
Yes.
They want you to know that right away.
Oh yeah. First things first.
First, he's a doctor. You see him in the doctor garb. First time people start talking, you're like, oh, this guy fucks.
Yep.
Because it's like some nurse comes up and she's like, why were you with that other girl? Blah, blah, blah. So it's like he's already slept with these two. Uh-huh. Later in the movie, he's going to sleep with like two more.
Oh, yeah. They really, really want you to know he's a playboy. Yeah. Like, even though I don't believe it by seeing him. I don't know. Very confused.
Clearly the 70s were a different time. Maybe that guy was he's like, hey, I'm a psychiatrist. Maybe he uses that.
That's his power to fuck.
Yeah. If he hadn't become a wizard here, he would have wrote the game before the game was written. God.
Yeah, so we go to the hospital, and as you just described. Also, I want to point out, this is throughout the entire movie, and I don't understand it. Like why this is happening, but like you hear over the loudspeaker or like, you know, like the calls in the hospital constantly, like Dr. So-and-so, like your patient is ready, blah, blah, blah. And it happens so often and it's so loud. Like it's just so distracting.
They don't want you to forget that you're in a hospital.
You're definitely in a hospital. And it's like, this was really on the director's mind, like at all times. Like we have to make sure they know that this is a hospital and that things are happening in the background. And
it's a functioning hospital too. Not only that.
It's like, Dr. Smith, your patient is code blue. And like,
yeah. Lots of that. So Yeah, there's a whole backstory. That's the subplot that never showed up in the movie. It's all the doctors.
This guy just really wanted to write like a medical drama. Like, that's so apparent. Yeah. And he just lies heavy on that throughout the entire movie. That's in like some of the reviews too of this. Like, that's like where they really just like killed this movie. They all found it was boring. And that it was just constantly just lying heavy on the medical and campiness of it all. Yeah. And Stanley was very sad about that. He thought it was a great movie.
I mean, of course, he has to sell them.
Yeah.
I do think that there is something there. Like, I do sort of like, I just don't think the formula worked for this. But like, I like the idea of a medical drama meets supernatural war.
Sure. Like,
that is intriguing to me. It just was too heavy on that.
Yeah, it just took too long.
Yeah.
To do that.
Because it's all going behind the scenes. He's unaware of it for like most of the movie. You know, he doesn't even know what's going on.
He has no idea what's going on. but he's also like too good at everything too.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Like, I saw a review that called him a Mary Stew. Or Gary Stew.
Yeah.
And there is a little bit of that. Like, he is just like, oh, you want me to do this? Okay.
Like, yeah. Cause that's like the whole point of Dr. Strange in the comic is he, you know, he's arrogant. Right. And he's kind of a shitty person, but he is a brilliant surgeon, but then he loses that ability. Right. And then he has to learn like to be a good person.
It's a story of a humbled man.
Exactly.
Becoming noble.
Yeah. You know? And in this, none of that happens. Like, there's no learning. Like, he's just kind of a dick. Like, you know,
the only learning is like so 70s American male, where he's like, I don't call any man master. And then after he witnesses all the stuff, then he's like, okay, I'm on board.
Like, yeah. He's like, okay, master.
But that's the whole arc of the character is like, he goes from, I do my own thing and I'm responsible for me, myself, and I, to, okay, I give myself to the mystic arts, which
ain't
much.
And it's like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And it takes him barely any time to learn that at all.
And very different though, is like that this guy's like just a super good guy. Like, they push him as a super good guy. I actually liked the part with the alcoholic woman.
Mm-hmm.
And her, and that subplot, I actually thought that was like pretty cool, because she's coming in, she's like, Doc, please, like, give me something for the drink. He's like, no, like, you got to stay off it a couple days. And he's like, there's a bed here, you can stay here, like, and the hospital staff doesn't want that, you know. He says, your ulcers will go away if you lay off the juice.
Right. Also strange though, like, if he is working in a psychiatric ward, like, why is this woman coming there for that?
I don't know. Maybe problem? Alcoholism was seen as purely mental at the time, or at least to the writer. I don't know.
Yeah. It's another blip in the script there. Like, I guess if she was being seen for like mental issues, but not her ulcers.
No.
Strange. Again, strange for strange.
But yeah, he's a super, super great guy.
Everybody loves him except for his boss.
Yes, because he's late every day.
Yeah.
You have a watch? Yeah. Does it work? Sometimes. Like, wink.
Yeah, totally.
So yeah, then after that, it follows, we see Clea, right?
Yeah.
Like, after our brief intro to him, we see Clea walking around, and then we don't know who she is, but we see a young girl who we haven't seen walking around.
Yeah, and she looks like a college student.
Yeah, which we later learn she's an NYU student. Mm-hmm. We don't know her name, and they don't know her name for a long time of the movie either.
Yeah.
Then you realize that we see Morgan Le Fay for the first time, like, in the real world. And she's like soaking up the earth. Like, that whole part is like crazy. Yeah. She's just like like doing weird dances in the sun and like
just like the power.
Which, as silly as it all is, Jessica Walter pulls off.
Yes. Yeah, she's so great. And yeah, it turns out she's like connecting her like psychic energy to Clea.
Yeah.
Because they have like some kind of psychic connection, which we find out later.
And then, yeah, so she starts stalking Clea. And this is that part with the music. Kicks in, and that this is where I was like, oh, this movie's gonna be good. Like, oh my god, I'm in. What? She's like, it's freaky. She's like just walking through the world in the, you know, what, I guess New York, and you know, just going about her business, like looking at shops and stuff, and you keep seeing Morgan Le Fay like peeking out from behind shadows with the
yeah, she's trying to make that connection like to the girl.
Yeah.
And then she does. Yeah.
Yes. Possession. Connect. Yeah, possession, mental possession. And then the ancient one shows up as his like earth normal guy version. What's the name?
I don't know. We're just calling him the ancient one.
Yeah, he's
so, ancient. So Thomas Lindemer.
Yeah. Thomas Lindemer is like yelling at Morgan on an overpass. He's like, you will not win, Morgan. Yeah. Right. And then Clea, who is now possessed, just walks up and throws him off the overpass.
Yes. Yeah. And her eyes are all like big and she's just like, wah! Yeah. And then she pushes him. Yeah. And then immediately starts screaming. Right. She's just like, wah!
Yeah. And well, it's very weird. She gets confused because like, she did it clearly, but then she sees Jessica Walter there and immediately she's like, is he dead?
Right.
And then she immediately starts screaming like a lady pushed her, which is what I would do if that shit happened. If I got possessed and pushed someone, I'd be like, there was a lady. Like she did it.
Not me. I didn't do it. Yeah.
But this guy like falls and then gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
And then just like gets up and,
well, he's the ancient one. No, but Morgan first thinks that she kills him. And I was like, you thought he's just as powerful as you. You're not going to kill him with a car, lady.
Yeah.
Not the smartest, obviously.
But I just like how he gets up and the crowd is like, the guy is like, man, you sure you're okay? Like, you would be so dead.
Yeah. Like no one is like more worried about that. Like I'd be like, that's a Terminator. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
What's happening right now? I'd be very worried about that.
And yeah, still I'm like, oh, this is a good movie. This is great. Like
yeah, I was kind of drawn in at that. I was mad about the whole Doctor Strange psychiatrist thing. So I was like, that's stupid. But I was still in at that point.
I wanted a Morgan show. Yeah, which maybe would have been the key.
I'm all in on Arthurian stuff, so I would take that.
More like Jessica Walter just stuck in the 20th century.
Yeah. Doing some murdering.
Yeah. So after our overpass, but you know,
unsuccessful murder.
Yeah. We go back to Doctor Strange, he's had a long day.
Yes.
You know. He's shuffling his tie around a bunch and he comes home and he like sits on the couch and he watches Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, which I did appreciate that.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah. And then he passes out and then like dreams of the incident that we just saw.
Right.
And he like then wakes up and is like, and does the iconic face, the iconic
wide-eyed. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's seen her. He's seen Clea. He's seen Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, also the ancient one. So.
Right.
But he has no idea what's going on. It's just
he has no idea. So then he goes back to work, right?
Yeah.
The next scene.
Yeah. And then they have all the girl is there. They've picked up this girl, a Jane Doe.
Yeah, they're just calling her a Jane Doe because they don't know who she is.
She doesn't know who she is.
Yeah.
and she's sort of just dazed, but she's not insane. Like, it is clear that she's not acting hysterical or anything.
Yeah, because she was wandering. Basically, she was wandering around in the streets, and yeah. a cabbie found her.
Oh yeah, and, yeah, in the middle of the night.
Because she had like passed out in the middle of the street because she was also having like these flashes, the same as like Doctor Strange.
Yeah, she like saw him maybe she didn't. I don't know.
She didn't see him. No, I think she just she kept having those like flashes of Morgan and like the Dormammu demon thing too. So, and then she just like passed out in the street and he's like, "Oh, let's get you to the hospital." So.
And then there's this amazing part where they're just like, "Everyone line up, get your drugs." And she's like, "I don't want any." And they're like, "Not acceptable."
Yeah.
Like,
that's what they do.
You take drugs. That's why you're here. Like,
well, there's also, and like before that too, when Strange is with another doctor and they're like assessing her, they're like talking about her symptoms and they literally describe four symptoms and it's all the same symptom. I was like, are they going to describe everything with a synonym? Like, those are all the same things. They're like, she's forgetful. She's
absent-minded.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, like, what is happening here? They're like, we don't know any other medical terms whatsoever.
Yeah. And then we meet this, like, I don't know if she has a name, but the angry nurse.
Oh, who's, I think, like, it's just angry nurse.
Yeah. Who, like, I don't know what that was. I felt like that was going somewhere, like she was going to betray him or something, but nothing ever really happened with her, did it? Like,
no, nothing happened.
If this had continued as a show, she would have been an antagonist for him at the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
And absolutely. Probably would have figured out something, like that he's magic or something.
Yeah, she was definitely going to be like a regular annoying character for Doctor Strange. He would try to like pick up chicks and she'd be like,
yeah. And you're like, God, this stupid lady. God, yeah. Doctor Strange is just trying to fuck. What the hell? They would have loved it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Jane Doe or Clea, she doesn't want to go to sleep. And I thought of Freddy Krueger.
Immediately, like, I did too. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, Wes Craven probably watched this. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's little bits where I'm like, okay, like, you maybe took that thing, and no shade on that, but like, I think this thing had some small influence, you know?
It definitely had some like good parts in it. Like, yeah, that was definitely like a cool moment where they're like, you know, little bits of writing where I was like, oh, that's not bad. Like, you had something here, and then they just like blew it on something else.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna blame CBS. He gives her coffee instead, so she like won't sleep. I'm like, this is not a good doctor.
No.
Like, if she's actually like a patient that has like some mental instability, you're gonna give her coffee instead of like something to like help her sleep.
Well, he's not trying to be your doctor.
No. Yes, we will find this out very shortly.
Yeah, you're too close to it, Strange. Like,
yeah,
you have too much emotional attachment.
Yeah, so his boss ends up giving her like Thorazine at some point.
Yeah, yeah, and he's so pissed. This is my patient. Right. But yeah, before that, so we kind of meet them and they have their little thing. Is that where she's like playing pool? Or is that later?
That's later, I think. Yeah.
We go to Morgan and she's like outside of the sanctum. And there's a sleeping cat like on a crate. And she like can control cats.
Yeah.
Which it comes up a couple times in this movie, which is also cool.
Yeah. They're her familiars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the cat wakes up and then she has it like go to the door of the sanctum and it gets zapped by the like shield or whatever, the magic shield that protects the sanctum.
Right.
And then it runs away. And I was like, hey, don't do that, lady. But okay.
Yeah. And then so also the girl gets better, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she sort of remembers I guess that's where she remembers her name, right?
Yeah, she finally remembers his name. It was all that coffee he gave her.
Yeah.
she finally like snaps out of it.
Yeah, and we learn she's the U student, and this is where Thomas Lindmere or the Ancient One shows up. And he just, which came out the year before, straight up Jedi mind tricks everybody to get into the hospital.
Yes.
Like he meets our angry nurse. And she's like, visiting hours are between 2 and 4, 2 and 4. And he's like, I have pertinent information to like some, which I do feel like it would be her job to be like, oh, okay, you don't get to see her, but we'll take this information down. Mm-hmm. But she's like, get out of here. And then he Jedi mind tricks. And he's like, I need to see the doctor in charge.
He even does the hand motion too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
Came out the year before.
Yeah, he definitely stole that from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I definitely see that a wizard should be able to do this, or a master of the mystic arts should be able to trick people, but maybe don't use the same hand motion. Yeah,
do
use
something else.
Yeah,
do the temple touching.
X-Men, right?
Yeah.
Do the X-Men head, two fingers.
Or touch their head, right?
Yeah, something.
Blink, like, you know, something.
Do something. Have like a wand.
They wanted that Star Wars connection.
They really did.
Know? They wanted people to go, oh, he's like a Jedi. Cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, he gets there, and then, like, you know, the nurse is like, he needed to see the head doctor. And
she sounds like a robot. Yeah.
And Strange is like, I'm the head doctor here. And then so he starts talking to him and kind of informs him about, you know, the stakes and what's going on. And he's like, not into it.
No, he's like, this isn't real.
Yeah, I'm a man of science. What does he ask? He goes, do you believe in evil? And he goes, evil, like the grand sense of evil? No. He's like, do I believe people? I kind of like that whole part where he's like, do I believe that evil is like a problem with people and we can make good or evil decisions? Yes. But evil itself? No. And he's like, that's a shame.
Yeah. You
know?
Well, too bad. See you later. Yeah. Just takes off.
Yeah.
The sanctum.
He kind of does give up. Like, he's like, oh, it's not him or something. Like,
yeah.
And then we go back to Morgan. Or no. This is Strange is walking down the street and now Morgan's following him.
Yeah. With a cat.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with the plot, but I saw this. He walks past a store called Wise Kitty Wear, and it says on the outside of it, huge letters, Chubbies, Huskies, and Slims.
What?
Like huge on the side of the building. Yeah. Well, I like laughed super hard and I was like, did that really say that? Went back and was like, oh yeah, not just Huskies, but starts with Chubbies. So crazy.
Oh,
and
my
that's
God.
A real, I mean, I think that'd be a real store. Like, they were just on street in New York. So
yeah, they were just filming.
Yeah.
We have to talk about him asking out Clea.
Oh yeah. Very problematic.
It's very problematic. So as soon as she is ready to get out of the hospital, he asks her out on a date. She's like, well, maybe you can help me study sometime. And she's going into, turns out she's also a psychology student, right?
Mm-hmm.
At NYU. And he's like, oh, we can go out to dinner. I don't think me helping you with your studies is, you know, is polite or correct or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, maybe we'll just go back to my place instead. Come over.
Yeah,
to my
house. He's cranking it up.
He's like cranking it up like every so time.
And she says,
go ahead. Yeah.
She says, like, cause he's like, I don't date my patients. Like says that he says that earlier or something. And she's like, I thought I'm your patient. He's like, you were released. You're not my patient anymore.
Yeah. Like, it's so creepy. And so they go to her house.
Yeah.
And immediately as he goes into the door, she's like, how about a cold beer? And he goes, how about a hot shower?
No.
Like,
yeah. He
as
goes
soon
hot,
as he comes in,
he says hot shower. And then
she says the cold beer.
Yeah. She's like, what about a cold beer? Like kind of being like, slow down.
Slow
cowboy.
Down, buddy.
Yeah.
And then he like immediately kisses her after that too.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
And she's also probably like, what, 10 to 15 years, 20 years even, maybe younger than
well, he's 33. We know
he's
33. They say that
he looks like he's 43.
Yeah.
Also.
No, he's 33. And she's probably, yeah, like 20. Yeah. 20,
maybe.
But hey, baby, you know, that's how we met. That's how we met chicks back in the 70s.
We dated our patients. Yeah. Also, psychiatry or psychology patients, it's like so not okay. It's like, yeah, the
no,
last
no,
thing
no,
you want to do.
No, that's really bad. Is this the part where she, like, Morgan tries to get the bus to hit him, or is that later? Because I thought he leaves. I thought he's like, I got to go see somebody. I think he goes in the apartment later, right?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know.
I've lost track now.
But eventually, like, he's confronted with, like, some supernatural stuff, and then he does go to meet the ancient one.
Yes.
Because he's like, okay, this is.
Yeah, this is real. I think that is with the bus. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he goes to meet the ancient one. Yeah.
Yeah. And he explains this whole thing, which another thing that I liked quite a bit, where he's like, he explains that there's this war that's been fought and that there's these other planes of existence. And he's like, dreams are, you are entering into those other realms, but those are in the lower planes where you can't be hurt.
Right.
And he's like, but what we have to do is in the higher planes where things are real. Like, if you are dead there, you're dead here, sort of.
Yeah.
Thing. And I thought that was a little cool idea.
Mm-hmm. I think that actually is from the comics too. Oh, they talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. This is based on a comic, people.
Yeah, it is based on a comic. And anything that's actually good in this is probably, you know, from the comics.
He teaches him, in the name of Ryle, scourge of demons, evil be gone. He's like, you must say those words exactly like that.
Right.
And then later in the movie, he doesn't do that.
He eventually gets it right at one point.
Yeah, but he's like, in the name of Ryle, scourge of demons, go away. And it's like, he told you exactly.
And it wasn't hard.
This is like a Klaatu Varata like from Army of Darkness.
Right. Totally.
But that guy's supposed to be an idiot.
Yeah. This guy's supposed to be smart.
Yeah, it's supposed
Damn
to be
it.
Medical school professional doctor. Yeah.
Since we actually know who Clea is, who they completely destroyed her character.
Yeah, because she's a sorceress herself.
Yeah, so she's a human appearing being, but she's also maternally related to Faltine, a race of energy beings, and the daughter of Umar and the niece of Dormammu.
Oh wow. Okay.
So I don't know if, like, maybe that was going to be revealed to be Dormammu later. You know,
I'm thinking they would have expanded on her and we would have found that she also has magic abilities later. I do think.
I hope so. Yeah. Because she's such a cool character in the comics.
Yeah. And that is Stephen Strange's girlfriend, at least in the I don't know if that's in the Ditko stuff, but it is in the 70s, like Englehart and that era.
Yeah, no, first appeared in Strange Tales 126.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. But are they dating? That's what I mean. Like, she is his girlfriend in the 70s comics that I've read.
Yeah, I mean, she's the love interest early on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's in the sanctum now, mm-hmm. and he, like, teaches him the words, and he's like, I'm going to send you to the plane because, like, you know, you're the light, like, this is right. where that whole thing comes back to, and then he sends him into Studio 54 space time. That part is like, it looks like he's on roller skates.
Yeah,
it looks like he's roller skating around in, like, a, you know, like a, I mean, I don't know where else you've seen that.
I don't know, it's an early green screen is what it is. It's like early 70s. Or, I guess this is late 70s, but green screened. So the technology was not great.
Yeah, I think it was
back then,
like,
I guess it looked okay, probably.
Probably. I mean, yeah, I think it was like blue screen back then, right? Because isn't on Star Wars, they shot it with the blue and then they would, like, dip the film in a chemical, which would strip that color blue from the film itself, which let them lay film on top of other film. That's probably what they were doing.
That's probably what they're doing. Yeah.
Which probably would have been somewhat cool, but it does look like 2001 at the end of 2001. That's right. The background, but then in the front is a dude with a perm roller skating
in his weird like purple outfit. Yeah. Just like, yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah.
This looks ridiculous.
And then now he's in this other realm, and then Morgan is like talking with Dormammu again.
Yeah. And he's very mad now.
Yeah, because she
hasn't. You can't do your job.
Yeah. He is definitely angry boss.
Yeah.
And this is where it's revealed, which is like the one part about her that I'm like, this is weird, that she's like just so into Strange. She is like got the major hots for him, to the point that Dormammu's like, you can get yours, but not until my lust is fulfilled. I need the soul of men. Like, yeah. It's like, what the fuck, dude?
I mean, they've always, in so many different renditions, like hypersexualized Morgan Le Fay. Sure. I mean, like, she sleeps with everybody and like Arthurian stuff, like, is power, you know?
It's one thing if she's in control, right?
Right.
But this is presenting her Achilles heel is that Doctor Strange, that she just wants him.
Right. Like, and it's like, and they never mentioned any of that before. Like, she wasn't like sexually looking at him, like giving like, you know, bedroom eyes constantly. Like, what? But they just had to throw that in there, of course. Like,
not the best part of her characterization at all.
No. And they also talk about how they're going to take Dormammu is going to take her youth away. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which that is a thing with her too. She is so old.
Yeah.
And that's like, she loves being beautiful and blah, blah, blah. So he'll strip that away from her if she fails. So.
And she is, by the way.
Yes.
Jessica Walter.
Yeah. Hot.
Smoke show. Smoke show in this movie. I was like, what is happening? This is crazy.
If I was Dr. Strange, I would definitely just like leave that Clea girl and be like, all right, what are we doing? Let's
bring in Dormammu in. Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's rule this world.
Yeah. Yeah, he does say
he's learned nothing. I don't know why he wouldn't do that.
I don't know. He does. Yeah, Dormammu does say, if you don't do your job, I'm going to leave you old and barren till the end of time,
right.
Which is pretty scary.
Yeah.
But yeah. So once again, Doctor Strange goes, and then he like comes back and he's like, yo, ain't my scene, bro. Like, not into it.
Yeah.
No. I'm a man of science, a man of the world. No man's my master. All right. I ain't into this. Like, he's just very like, you've just seen other realms and you're like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
He's not even impressed.
I know. Not at all. He's like, I just had this crazy acid trip. I'm not into it. Like, what are you doing to me? Cool.
But then, so she transforms into a cat. Mm-hmm. And then is at the front door when Doctor Strange leaves, and
she uses the cat as a barrier breaker. It's that same cat.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But she like possesses it, I guess.
She possesses the cat.
Okay. Yeah. Doesn't transform into it, but possesses the cat, and then is like at the door, and Doctor Strange comes up and he's like, oh, you want to get in, kitty?
Yeah.
And he like brings her in.
Right.
And then so now Morgan is in the sanctum, and then he just leaves.
Yeah.
And then he's like incredibly sweaty in that shot for some reason.
Yeah.
I stopped it. I was like, why is he sweaty? It looks like he knew he did something wrong.
Yeah. Very it was odd. Really bizarre.
But then this part is cool. She transformed like from the cat into Morgan, and it like, I mean, it's super cheap special effects, but it looked pretty freaky.
Yeah, it was cool.
I watched it on a terrible low quality version before I realized that this movie came out on Blu-ray like in April for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I watched it on a terrible quality, but it did add to the like creepiness of the whole thing, because I was like, what is that?
It was really hard. I watched the same video as you did, and it was really hard to see some of like the effects in the beginning too. I was like trying to look closer at my TV, which didn't help, and I was like, what is that shadowy figure? Is that a person? Like, I can't tell. Like the demon in the beginning too, I was like, I don't know what that is.
It changed our experience. And then I was able to watch the Blu-ray version, like at least skim. I didn't watch the whole thing, that and I'm like, you can see so much here.
Oh, God, really? Damn it. Damn it.
It's so clear.
Oh. I can't imagine the quality. I mean, because it was a TV movie. It's not like.
But it was shot on film quality.
Oh, it was shot on. Yeah, that's true.
It had to have been. I mean, maybe it wasn't, but like there's no, I don't see any way they could have made it that clean.
No, it had to because it doesn't look like a soap opera, you know, or no. So
I think it was film and they must have gone back to the negatives or something.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. She transforms and then Wong is there and they have a straight up wizard battle, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're just shooting beams out each other's hands. And I do like the special effects. I've always been like, there isn't any like wizard battle movies. Like wizards are always like doing stuff like that. And it's like, I always like the more direct, like shooting beams out of their hands.
Like the Willow. It looks, reminds me of like Willow with the wizard battles at the end, you know? It obviously Willow looks a little better than this, but it's a lot of lights surrounding people. And she lights Wong on fire in the scene. Wong is dead.
Yeah. But
killed Wong.
Wait till later. But yeah.
Spoiler alert.
I'm sorry, people. I think that should have been clear, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people should watch this, okay?
Should. If we're not convincing you, I mean, you can watch it for free. So
it is fun. It is somewhat fun. But yeah,
that's sloggy through the middle, but it picks up, you know, towards the end.
But yeah, so she burns Wong alive.
She burns Wong alive. It's very sad. I literally thought he was dead.
Yeah. I was like, that's not cool. I don't like this. I also really like the Wong in this, the guy playing Wong.
Yeah, he was good.
I don't know if I should be impressed with this stuff, but like there was a multi-ethnic sort of cast going on and it didn't seem like they were, you know, like sidelining people or anything. Like Wong is not stereotypical at all. He's just like a dude in a suit and he's like,
Yeah,
I mean, he calls him Master, but like, so does Doctor Strange.
After, yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I mean,
it's less offensive than the Defenders comics I'm reading from the 70s, where Wong is like, "Oh yes, Master
Strange." Right.
Like very like, okay, I hate this.
Yeah, it's pretty bad in the comics, and it's bad in the early comics too. With the
he's no Benedict like Wong.
But... Yeah. No, but yeah, he's good. And yeah, he doesn't do a, like you said, he doesn't do a stereotypical like Asian accent or anything. And
he's cool.
Yeah. And they have one of the doctors in the hospital. He's a black doctor in the 70s. So you're like, they're actually doing something here. Like, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And the kids in it are all like, there's a mixed cast of kids that you see in the background. Like we didn't mention it, but there's some part where the kid like makes a face at Morgan and then she I thought she was going to do something to him. I thought she was going to like blow his head up or something, but
they do treat all of the women terribly.
At some 70s. Point. That's at some 70s. Point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the whole time. Cause Morgan's kicking ass. I'd say 95% of the time. And then you're like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that
shit. But it's only her, right? So the Ancient One knew that Morgan couldn't resist Strange because like her tea is just like super public now.
It's
like, oh man, she's got a huge crush on Strange. I'm gonna exploit that she has the hots for him.
Yeah.
And yeah, he like manipulates her
to
accomplish that.
And so Strange goes back to visit Clea, but it turns out Morgan Le Fay is also on her way there, and like she sees her in the mirror first, right? And he's like, she's like, oh, she's back. She's like, she has like a weird scream too, right? She's just like, what is happening here? And he says, nobody's there, and then she like appears behind him. So he tells her he'll come to the demon realm with her if he doesn't hurt Clea, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Playing off of
her
incredible lust.
Her incredible lust. Yeah.
And look, she was warned. Dormammu's like, get your shit done and then you can get your rocks off. He literally is like, I don't give a shit what you do with Strange. Do whatever you want. Just open the portal.
Like, yeah, just do your job.
But she's so distracted.
She's so distracted. So yeah, and she does. She's so they go to the other realm, and she attempts to seduce Doctor Strange.
And they do. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't declothe, but they shoot it in a way that I thought she was like topless at a part, and they're like lying down together.
Yeah.
And everything. And yep. I was like, this is so weird.
It is.
Put the kids to bed. It's comic book time.
Yeah. Like, what? And he has like the ring on, right? So it's like ring of power.
We haven't talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
He's had that the whole time.
Yeah. He's had that the whole time, which.
And his dad left it to him. Or he's like, my dad left it to me. Actually, he left it to me in his will.
Right. And so, Linmer/Ancient One tells him earlier that was like part of his power. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's he's like a legacy thing. And then it's like, yes. What mystery would they have gotten into? What was your father a wizard?
Well, he tells him, he actually asks him, he's like, were my parents wizards or masters of the mystic yeah. arts? And he's like, no. And he's like, all right. And that's all they really tell you though.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that's definitely probably left for later episodes that never got filmed.
Yeah, they could have brought in, you know, all sorts of guys with mustaches to play his dad.
Yeah. So she tells him to remove the ring, but he refuses and says that she can do it.
It won't come off, baby.
Yeah, it won't come off. Yeah, only he can remove the ring. And I think if she tries that, it'll hurt her, right? Or kill her or something if she tries to do it. So he's trying to like trick her. And meanwhile, Linmer's like in this like spider web, like
of like thing. Tree branches.
Yeah, tree branches. Yeah.
And he looks like a, once again, Dawn of the Dead zombie or something. Like,
yeah. His eyes are all blacked out. And
it kind of, I mean, on the poor quality one, it kind of looked pretty freaky. And then when I saw it in the HD, I was like, oh, that looks terrible.
Oh, really? So, well, it looks good on the other one.
Yeah. I think some of the abstraction from the poor quality helped some stuff, and then other stuff it hurt. So
that's too bad.
But yeah, they have, well, Strange like has powers for the first time here.
Right.
And he's shooting beams out his hands, and he's Gary Stewing it, like just killing Morgan, who's like an ancient witch, you know, like
no sense. He tries to use that spell again too first, and it doesn't work. And she's like, ha ha ha, you think you can defeat me?
Yeah.
And then he does eventually without that spell.
Yeah. Like, I do like, we skipped over it, but when the ancient one attempts his spell on her, and he just like blasts her in the chest, and then she just is like cackling like mad, like it's pretty good. It's way over the top, but it's like pretty awesome.
Yeah, this is definitely like the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
For sure.
But yeah, they have their battle, and of course she is ultimately defeated, and
of course
Dormammu punishes her, and she's banished forever, old in a hellscape.
Damn those hellscapes. Damn being old.
And she's just like, nah, like, what does she keep screaming? Like, she just keeps screaming.
Yeah.
And then Doctor Strange is back on Earth, and psych.
Yeah.
The Ancient One and Wong are alive. They were faking it.
Yeah. She can't do anything right. That's like it. They just take all of her coolness away.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't really have any power.
So much potential.
Yeah.
And here's where we have our, like, which maybe should have been the first 20 minutes of the movie, where like Doctor Strange accepts to be mankind's protector.
Right.
And he sort of is like, I'm ready to give myself to this. And the guy's like, you must sacrifice some things, ignorance and an easy death. And he's like, I can do that.
Yeah.
He thinks about it for a sec. He's like, okay.
Yeah. He says he must choose either between remaining immortal or becoming the Sorcerer Supreme. So I guess he's not going to be mortal anymore. Right. He's going to come over to the sorcerer side.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's Wong that tells him, you've inherited the powers, but neither the wisdom nor knowledge to be Sorcerer Supreme.
Right.
So we're going to help guide you on that path, which would have been the show.
Yeah,
exactly. It would have been like Kung Fu or something where it's like he's learning all these things to, and he's like, then what am I if I'm not mortal and not the sorcerer? He's like, something more than a man. He's like, I already knew that.
Yeah. Wink.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But I do like this part's cool. The whether or Clea and Strange are like walking through the city, all happy as can be, all the evils vanquished, right? And then they stop, like in a classic, like, I still wish we had these because every movie used to do this, right? All the TVs in the window.
Yeah.
And you see Morgan on TV, Jessica Walter killing it, completely different voice, like very like, oh, absolutely, of course. Like, and she is a like a TV personality. This is very 70s, like has written a book that has the answers, right? The answers to life's questions. I know there was like a real book. What is that? They like made it a movie and stuff. I don't know. There was something in the 70s that became this huge phenomenon. Like it's called The Blank.
Chicken soup for the soul.
But she writes some book apparently, and she's being interviewed about it. And it's like, yeah, I have all the answers. And basically it is clear to us, she's creating a new army of witches in Earth. And it's like, so cool.
Yeah. Definitely.
And that is a kind of like her, like the villain, like
giving a little wink.
Like I'm still here. And she looks at the camera and is like, the children are the future.
We're here interviewing the founder of the LeFay Method, a woman who in the last few days seems to have taken at least a part of New York City by storm, so to speak. Here to tell us more about it is the force behind the LeFay Method, Morgan LeFay. Ms. LeFay, can you tell us just what it is exactly that the method does?
Quite simply, it unlocks the hidden potential within you. It's a way of realizing your own powers and using them to get what you really want out of life.
It's like pretty creepy.
Yeah, that was really creepy. Also, Clea has no memory of what happened too.
Yeah.
It wiped her memory away, which is which I like as well.
And Strange sees her in the TV and even he's like, hey, baby, let's go.
Yeah. Right?
And this really just, this whole end just to me sums up the whole movie where it's like, as Morgan Le Fay is building an army of witches, Doctor Strange goes to Central Park and messes with a magician.
Yeah.
Like he's like out and about. He's like, oh yeah. And the magician is doing the, you know, like stuff the ribbon into your hand and then pull out a bouquet of flowers. And the guy's like, and then I'll pull out a, and he says, bouquet of flowers, but Strange turned it into a dove.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what this guy, his priorities are at. It's like fucking and messing with magicians, being like, who's the real magician, baby?
He's such a jerk. And he's learned nothing. That was a perfect ending to the movie.
As she builds an army, like taking this shit serious. And I'm like, okay, so she wins. Like,
yeah, she definitely wins, even though she didn't actually murder anybody throughout the entire movie and failed Dormammu. But she's rebuilding her army of witch children in the hellscape. So I guess like that makes sense. Like, cool. Maybe. Good for her. I'm definitely rooting for her.
Yes.
Not this guy who's a lecherous patient molester.
Yeah. What are you, a college student? Hey, baby.
Oh, God.
And that's Doctor Strange, the 1978 pilot.
Yeah. TV movie for CBS. I wonder why it wasn't picked up.
I know. I still wish it had been canceled like halfway through the first season. Yeah. Like they're like, give it 8 episodes. And then they made 4 and they're like, stop. But I just wish there was a little bit more like... because it's so stupid.
All right, so just a couple, I just want to read just a couple reviews real quick. Scott Beggs defended the film but conceded that it was slow moving, lacking any sense of urgency or indeed much going for the titular character, as Strange was a bit of a Gary Stu in the film. His He's instantly good at everything without any training, only fails once before miraculously being awesome immediately afterwards. And he's just generally an idiot. I like, this is the guy who was defending it too.
Yeah.
He's
Kind of where I align, you know, where I'm like, there are merits here. And I wasn't, there was only like a 10 minute segment in the middle where I was like, this is kind of boring. The rest of it, I wasn't bored. I was just like, this is weird. And I did laugh a lot.
Aaron Couch called the film an ambitious shoot whose effects were campy by today's standards, but described the acting as wonderfully committed performances. It's a good review. Mike Ryan found the film boring, complaining that the first two-thirds of the film played like a medical procedural, like we talked about. Kieran Siach and Ellen Collins called it a bad film and suggested that this was the reason CBS did not pick up the series, saying that it struggles under its origins and not much happens over the course of 90 minutes.
I mean, that's a no duh though. Obviously, this is the reason they didn't pick it up. It's the reason, it's the whole reason.
So there we go. I think it's still better than kind of like Captain America. And which also was
the '90s one,
the late
eighties or nineties one.
I think it was the 19. So there was the serial and then
I have this whole list. It's Captain America 79. Oh, yeah, okay.
That's what I'm
there's two of those. And then there's a 1990 Captain America.
Oof.
We
definitely have not seen that.
We don't have our plan for the next one. I do think though that our fourth movie needs to be Mr. Corman's Fantastic Four.
I mean, I've seen that twice. It's pretty great.
No.
It has the best rendition of Dr. Doom to date.
It should be our fourth one that we covered, though. This is our second. So we'll do one more in between. And I was thinking either like Japanese Spider-Man or, there's Howard the Duck. There is a captain, one of the Captain Americas. I mean, I don't know. And then there's I don't know if I'll be able to find it, but the Sovereign of the Damned, the Dracula anime from 1980, based on Tomb of Dracula.
There's also Nick Fury, and with David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Which I have never seen. And the Man Thing.
Yeah. And then the Generation X pilot.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, I saw that when it came out.
And then, of course, the Hulk. And then there's the 70s American Spider-Man TV show that had that guy who played the director in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The guy who's like, when he turns Rick Dalton, Leonardo DiCaprio, into like a hippie. That guy was Spider-Man. He's awesome. Like, come on, baby.
All right. Well, we'll choose soon. I don't know. Maybe we'll just spin it on a board and see what we get.
For sure.
But that was Dr. Strange today.
Have I become the sorcerer?
You should learn whose powers to respect.
Come along for a fantastic adventure into the fourth dimension with Dr. Strange.
Okay. Plugs. Where are we going? What do you have happening?
Okay. just cut all this out. My name's Robert Negowesco. You can follow me on Instagram at @robert_negoesco. That's where I post all my updates, anything I'm working on, comics, all that stuff. And then if you search that on YouTube, you're going to get my like short films and animation work and some other sort of video and podcast sort of like entertainment for you. And I recently just finished the second issue of Altered Comics, which has been way too long in the making.
Nice.
I'm not going to be printing that one yet, but it's going to be available in PDF form on my Patreon. $2 a month gets you full access to all that stuff. And please support me if you'd like to see some of that work. And then I will also be making print copies of everything, I don't know, a few months from now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you can follow me at Jessa Balboni on Instagram or Twitter, or I'm not really on Twitter very much. I always say that every week. I don't even know why I say it.
Yeah, I mean, I have a Twitter, but I never plug it. Yeah. Who cares?
It's just garbage, especially now, even more so, right? With everything going on. I would say so. But yeah, follow me on Instagram, JessaBalboni. Also follow the store, of course, at Escapist Comics, or come visit us, 3090 Claremont Avenue in Berkeley, California. And my ash can for my comic Banshees will be coming out at New York Comic Con in October.
Ooh, super cool.
Yeah, so hopefully I'll be able to bring some back. We're hoping, but if we sell out, of course, at New York, then so be it.
Yeah, I think that's a good problem to have.
Yeah. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening, and we will talk again soon.
Keep it strange, everybody.
Yeah, keep it strange. And remember,
escape into comics.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, don't worry. That'll be in there.
Oh, yeah.